This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program, and as always, it's open phones here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. If we get the chance, we'll get into the $1.9 trillion, quote-unquote, COVID relief bill on the way here. But we've been talking about an issue that doesn't get enough discussion on broadcast anything, radio, television, you know, anywhere, to talk about the IRS and the criminality behind it.
Well, and we've been talking about things related to income, which of course brings us to the IRS and income tax, if you will. And I want to say this, if the federal government actually cared about the people in any way, shape, or form and wanted to do a real stimulus package, you know, for the people, not for their buddies, not for their, you know, industrial complexes that they support. If they really cared about the people, all they would have to do is suspend income tax for a year. That would be the greatest stimulus package that the United States of America could be given. I get to keep more of my money that I earn now? Oh, sweet. You think that's not going to stimulate the economy? You'd be wrong. That's how evil the government is. Now, why won't they do that? Because once the people see that the government can carry on without taking your income, taking that 25 to 30%, and still go on, the people would never, you know,
the income tax isn't even necessary in any way, shape, or form to operate the federal government. I mean, look, I'm completely against the federal government. I don't want to have them exist anymore at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they wanted to, they could snap their fingers and turn off the IRS tomorrow and continue to fund themselves by simply printing the money out of thin air, which is what they're going to do, by the way, for the $1.9 trillion and all the, you know, the trillions that they printed out last year. So they have no limits.
Right.
It's not like they, oh, my God, he didn't pay the income tax. We can't go to war. It doesn't work that way anymore. There was a time when it did.
Right. In fact, the income tax from your wages, if you will, if you're an hourly worker or even a salaried worker, the income tax itself is said to only go to pay the interest on the national debt.
That's what I've heard.
So
that's what I've heard.
Again, just
a debt they'll never pay off.
Right. For our listeners, just to show you how evil the government is and how they don't care about you, they could very easily give people the greatest stimulus of all time by turning off the income tax, but they won't do it. Because once people see that the government functions without it, the people will never allow it to come back.
Speaking of the national debt, it did just cross $28 trillion. Dollars within the last
we're hitting so. 100 trillion soon enough.
It'll be here before you know it.
And what was it, 30% of all the dollars in existence were printed in the last...
That's what I've heard. I've heard as low as 20, but 30, somewhere in that range.
In the last 2 years.
Well, they stopped recording it, right? They stopped telling us officially how many.
They did.
Right, yeah.
I wonder why.
That's right. So Jason Gerhard is here with us. Website is gohardwithgerhard.com. He's running for town selectman in the town of Northfield, New Hampshire. That election is going to happen this week.
Tuesday.
So Tuesday's the election. People go and vote on you.
The town officers.
And then they have a warrant article. Town meeting.
On Saturday at 9 a.m.
What else happens at this town meeting?
The town officers will be sworn in.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
so if you win the vote, you become a selectman at that very same meeting.
You take the oath of office where you vow to uphold New Hampshire State Constitution, which one of my opponents, at least, has said is not important because he doesn't want to anger the federal and state governments. So, yeah.
He sounds like somebody who's not from New Hampshire originally. I'm just going to guess.
I don't know. He's a Marine veteran and some other things, and I would
expect... That doesn't make him a good guy.
Yeah, it's just odd. Well, what are you going to do?
There's the veterans who figured out that the government is bad news, and then there's the veterans who are like, I love power. And they're going to go after more of it.
Where else can I go and be a paid mercenary?
Yeah. So you're going to ask if this warrant article that you've submitted, and you got the required number of signatures.
Well, it's officially on the ballot.
Yeah, it's going to be on the well, it's
well,
not
the town
ballot,
warrant. The town warrant, I'm sorry.
It's going to be voted on at the town meeting.
Yes.
And if it is successful, then three questions will be asked of the IRS officially by the town selectman of Northfield. You'll send a letter and on town letterhead or whatever, right? And it'll say, we have been tasked to ask you these questions by our voters, right? And then you're going to ask, Where is the word income defined in the IRS code? Where in the code is it written the average American who doesn't exercise a federal privilege but simply trades his time for money is liable to pay the federal income tax? And finally, number three, why have numerous IRS publications, IRS directors, and U.S. congressmen, among others, stated that the income tax is voluntary? And they have, right? Like this
a
has
a lot
happened.
Of times, yes.
But yet they still keep putting people in prison.
Well, I mean, if we could, I can briefly talk about how that occurs.
Yeah.
So basically, when you're a wage, when you get paid wages by your employer, so they say, even though these terms are not common use, but when you have withholding from you, your employer will submit a form, the W-2, and say that, hey, this guy, Ian or Captain, he made this much in wages, which are subject to federal taxation. They give that to the IRS. Now the IRS has a document claiming you are subject to the federal income tax, mm-hmm. which you're not. So you have to refute that, because in legalese, anything that is not refuted is considered true. So the whole thing behind Mr. Hendrickson's work is you have to come out, I believe it's a 1040. I'm not very good at all these technical things because I really think it's pointless, and I'd rather do something productive with my time besides play some word games. But anyway, so you submit a revised form and say, listen, no, I am not a employee. Mm-hmm. I do not have an employer. This was incorrectly taken from me, and I want a refund. And that's what he's been doing. He's been getting his federal income tax money back, Medicaid, and Social Security, because as we all know, there is no Social Security trust fund. It is a hoax. Mm-hmm. It is simply part of the federal income tax. And when you look at all three of those, because most people just look at the federal income tax, and if you make very little money, they don't really take that much from you, true. But then you look at the other two, and you go, hold on, this is starting to add up.
Right.
And what are you getting from it? Because, I'm not some financial guy either. I'm not much of anything, it appears. But I'll tell you what, if you look at the amount of money you pay into Social Security and the amount of payout you get, it is nothing compared to just taking your money and maybe invested in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
Or anything else that's not inflated away. Because,
real estate. Yeah, anything.
Well,
really,
yeah, because the problem is with Social Security especially, they just keep downgrading the amount of money. And not just that, but they don't use a basket of currencies approach. I'm sorry, a basket of commodities to judge the rate of inflation. So you know what I mean? Instead of saying, like, okay, we'll use a pound of steak and a gallon of gasoline and average them all together to figure out what the inflation rate is, because I'll tell you what, doing construction right now, the price of plywood is skyrocketing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was $20-something, now it's around $60. Building materials are flying high right now.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Anyway, so point being is, what they'll do is they'll downgrade what they're using. So instead of a pound of steak, they'll say, well, no, we meant a pound of
hamburger.
Cotton meat. Yeah, that pink slime.
Yeah.
You know, so they just play games, and now you have these senior citizens who are receiving less and less money every year, who are being kicked out of their houses because they can't pay the property taxes that are going up as well because the money supply is being inflated. It's just a vicious, vicious cycle where we all lose.
Yeah, agreed. Particularly on the real estate part. If a person or a couple or whatever, if they get to a point where they're retired, they've paid off their property, and now they're collecting Social Security to get by, they get to a point where they can't afford to pay the taxes on their property. So now here comes the government, and they're going to take their property away from them because they're not paying them enough in Social Security to even afford the taxes. And that is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And it's a system, a retirement fund that they were forced into, even though supposedly it's voluntary. And it's absurd. I mean, really, you sold these people on a dream. You sold them a dream, and it's a bad dream. And I just think there's a lot of people hurting right now, and they feel isolated because they think, oh, I must have made bad investment decisions, or I wasted my money. No. You have somebody in D.C. that wants to drop 50 bombs a day or whatever it is, and they just want to waste your money and keep printing more, and then people are getting kicked out of their homes, and I really think it's sad because I think that's why a lot of towns have really gone south, because you need older people in your towns, because I think I like older people because they tell you the truth. And going door to door, me and Joa, of Breaking the Flaw, he's been going door to door with me, helping me out.
He's in the studio, by the way.
Yes, he's sitting there. And these older people tell you the truth because they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They're about to die. Maybe not die. But you know what I'm saying? They get older.
Yeah, they're on the last legs.
Yeah, and that's why I think we need them in our neighborhood, because they're the ones willing to say, you know what? No, new, selectmen, you're stealing from us. And I think that's something we miss because a lot of younger people, A, don't have time, but they just feel that they don't have the status to say things that are true.
I think that elderly activism is some of the most powerful activism. If you've got somebody who's like with it and they can still explain themselves and speak to themselves,
great, right?
And they're elderly and they can, you know, it's hard for these bureaucrats to ignore them. It's hard for, you know, they look bad if they treat them bad, and if they look real bad if they arrest them. Boy, old people doing civil disobedience, you can't beat that. More coming up here in a moment. 603-283-6160. You can join us here. The COVID bill coming up.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
AnyPay believes that Bitcoin is meant to improve your life, make it easier to do business, connect you with more people in the world, and under a penny every time. That's kind of why we laugh at BTC. It used to be free the market, free the world. Now it's just HODL and have fun staying poor. That's not what the world needs. We need honest money that works for everyone. If you care, join us at AnyPayX.com.
So you've heard all 3 hours of the latest episode of Free Talk Live, and you're still hungry for liberty-oriented audio content? Did you know that we have another 24/7 audio stream at LRN.fm? The Liberty Radio Network airs the latest episodes of some of the best liberty-oriented podcasts on the internet, around the clock. In addition to recorded content, you'll also hear live shows like Free Talk Live, originating from our Keene, New Hampshire studio. So listen anytime at LRN.fm. That's LRN.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, you can bring us anything if you want.
It doesn't have to be related to the IRS and the government cramming all kinds of stupid rules and mandates and taxes and printing money out and all that. We're going to get into the money printing, though, because that is stuff. Yep.
Money printer go.
With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's me, Ian.
Jason.
And the captain.
And also, I want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force, you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify to use liberty.menu. If, on the other hand, you work for the government, you don't qualify. If you hate freedom, you don't qualify. If you love liberty, though, and you want other freedom-loving people to know about maybe the business that you're in or the event that you're coordinating or the digital content that you're the creator of, there's categories for all that over at liberty.menu, and it's a great site. It's free to use, so if you're not there, then why not? Go on over to liberty.menu, and you can list yourself and the things that you do there so other people can find out about you, and you can find out about other freedom-minded people and their businesses as well. It's liberty.menu. As we continue here in the news today, CNBC reporting on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package.
That's with a T, trillion.
That's right. Remember, like, the trillions they had last year that they printed out and added on to the national debt, which just continues to balloon up tremendously. As we were talking earlier, they don't ever have any plan to pay this off.
Well, they physically can't.
No, they can't.
Something like all the land, factories, every piece of infrastructure in the United States wouldn't even come to be a few trillion or something like that.
Yeah, and this is where the idea that folks born today in the area known as the United States are saddled with somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000 worth of debt as soon as they leave their mother's vagina.
Except it's not true. I mean, they aren't saddled with debt because they didn't agree to it.
If the system continues to go as it is, as status quo.
No,
right
he's saying
now.
If you choose to accept to owe it, I'm not paying it.
I don't know about you.
Not
my
I'm debt. Not paying it.
I'm not in debt. I mean, it was real careful to not, you know, owe
but
anybody
but
any
that's,
money.
But that's where that's their plan for paying it off.
Not my plan.
It's
your,
to tax you.
Your children and grandchildren.
Well, if you keep paying them, then
because
shame
the
on
who,
you.
The people who are living right now will die before that is ever paid off. Yeah. Thus, it will be the responsibility in their eyes for the children who are growing up now and their children.
Just say no.
Just
say no.
Well, I mean, have you ever heard of a situation where if you pay the bully off, they leave you alone?
Never.
I haven't.
Never.
I don't know if that really works for anyone.
And speaking of those bullies, the Senate passed a $1.9 trillion coronavirus quote-unquote relief package on Saturday as Democrats rushed to send out a fresh round of aid. The Democratic-held House aims to pass the bill Tuesday. Remember, they already passed a version of this. Now the Senate has passed their version, and so now the House is saying they're going to go ahead and pass this and send it to Joe Biden for a signature before March 14th, which is a deadline to renew unemployment aid programs. The Senate approved the plan in a 50-49 party-line vote as Republicans questioned the need for another broad spending package. See, it was totally fine when the Republicans were the ones proposing the spending package when it was, what, $2 trillion or whatever it was back in 2020.
Yeah.
Totally fine then. Now it's gone too far. So only now will these Republicans, now that the Democrats are in charge, now they start to sound like they care about freedom again, which, of course, is the same old story, the same old program that they've been doing for decades.
Did you say it was a broad spending package?
Don't know if I did.
Well, it sounds rather sexist to me if it's only going to broads. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're right.
So, the again, 50 to 49 here. The legislation includes direct payments of up to $1,400 to most Americans and a $300 per week boost to jobless benefits into September. So, the people who don't have a job, they're getting unemployment, they will get an extra $300 per week from this all the way through September.
What is the crony payout?
A lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's talk about that.
$400 No, $14 a week.
No, not the average person. I'm talking about their buddies.
No, government employees have a different tier of
this. I wasn't even talking about that. Yeah. I was talking about the corporations and the rest of the leeches.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. No, I know what you're referring to, yeah, Captain. Yeah. There's a special payout for government employees.
Oh, I didn't know that, though.
They get a special 14-week break where they get full pay, basically.
Yeah, now, mind you, during this whole time when a lot of folks have been deemed not essential, not one government employee has lost their position or their pay.
Well, they're essential. Mm-hmm. Every single one.
I beg to differ. It's the other way around. Government is not essential. People are.
It, according to this story here at CNBC, it puts new funding into COVID-19 vaccine distribution and testing, rental assistance for struggling households, and K-12 schools for reopening costs. And, of course, there's a ton of other things.
Reopening costs? Well, they have to just go in and, like, turn a lock, you know, flip a light switch. What's that going to cost you?
Vacuum up the mothballs.
Senate approval brings Biden's first legislative initiative closer to fruition, while the GOP and some economists criticized the scope of the rescue package as the vaccination pace picked up. Democrats said they needed decisive action to prevent a sluggish sluggish recovery and future economic pain, because they want you to believe that them printing money is going to stop economic pain in the future. When in point of fact, that's actually the definition of what is going to cause the economic pain. The printing of money and handing it to their cronies, which they don't talk about in this story.
Oh, okay.
They don't get into the billions of and hundreds of billions of dollars that are going to go to the cronies.
The
corporations, the buddies and the friends.
Those that are suffering so badly right now.
The real reason for this bill, not what they claim it is.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The quote from Senator Chuck Schumer: "We will end this terrible plague, and we will travel again and send our kids to school again and be together again. Our job right now is to help our country get from this stormy present to that hopeful future." Because somehow printing $1.9 trillion is going to
quell the storm.
Here's why it doesn't help people. It's called inflation. When you print out more money, I know they taught you in school that inflation was an increase in prices. They lied. They're the government. So they have an incentive to lie to you about inflation. Increasing prices is a symptom of inflation.
Correct.
When inflation happens, prices do tend to go up. But inflation is an increase in the money supply, meaning there is more money, more dollars chasing around the same amount of goods than ever before. And, you know, I was thinking the other night, it's interesting that they've been basically harming the economy, right? Like, businesses have been shutting down. There are fewer jobs available. There's fewer opportunities. I mean, there's more jobs because people don't want to work. There's a ton of people on unemployment, but there's just not as much, you know, restaurants are closing down. Does that mean there are actually fewer things in the economy for the dollars to chase around?
Well, as far as goods and services go, I don't know, because there's the same amount of customers, right?
That's true. That's true.
So if they just increase the money supply, but you keep the same amount of customers because everybody's kind of getting paid still, not everybody, but like a bunch of people are, then, you know, I don't know, maybe it's not that big of a deal. The inflation is the big deal.
Yeah.
When they start just chugging out buckets of money into the system, and, you know, it doesn't go to the regular people first, right? So
no.
They don't get that first.
It goes to the buddies, the friends.
It goes to the cronies.
And that's what this is all about. They say the senators passed the bill through budget reconciliation, a process that required no Republican support, but every Democratic vote. Remember, it was a 50-49 vote. So if even one Democrat said, "I'm not going to vote for this," well, then all of a sudden they got to stop the train forward. They got to now wheel and deal. They got to say, "All right, Mr. Senator, what is it we can put in here for you? You're not going to vote for this? What can we
reconciliation and reform. These are false words that they didn't get it right the first time.
603-283-6160. You can join us here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. The bill passed Saturday morning along party lines by a 50-49 vote. Following the measure's passage, President Biden thanked those senators who voted for it, saying it was something the country urgently needed.
I want to thank all of the senators who worked so hard to reach a compromise to do the right thing for the American people during this crisis and voted to pass the American Rescue Plan. It obviously wasn't easy. It wasn't always pretty, but it was so desperately needed, urgently needed.
The package now goes back to the House for reconciliation and is expected to be on the president's desk this coming week. Biden and congressional Democrats had wanted to get the measure into law before federal unemployment insurance expired later this month. This is USA Radio News. Some churches in Florida, already struggling financially in the pandemic, are now facing more difficulties. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized three times. The pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice.
And Mark Pavlich, who played center for the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic hockey team, has passed away. Pavlich died Friday at a mental health treatment center in Minnesota. A cause of death is still pending. Pavlich assisted on Mike Ruzioni's game-winning goal to beat the USSR at the Lake Placid Games, later spending five seasons in the NHL. Pavlich was 63. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 603-283-6160. Phones, of course, open for you. You can bring up what you want. We've been talking about the latest on the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, which, of course, is going to mostly go to political cronies.
I was
going to
say, I'm not relieved.
No, not at all. I would only be relieved if we actually had enough people who were disobeying this mask mandate nonsense. It continues to go on in most of the states, although apparently Mississippi and Texas are withdrawing.
I was going to say, have you guys talked about that on the
show? Yeah, it got a mention earlier this week. We did talk about
it. Was Mississippi, Texas.
And then Alabama, I think.
Alabama jumped on, and then I had... Let me see if I can find
yet,
it.
In the live free or die state, there's still one being pushed by the governor here, so who knows when that's going to get rescinded.
I want to say there's 16 states without a mask mandate.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what I believe. I saw something post on it. Let me check.
I have a list of them, and I'm not able to find
it. Well, regardless,
it right
they've
now.
Got this.
Well, I just posted it. Do you want to read it real fast?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go for it.
So 16 states with no mask mandates: Alaska, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Texas. Soon to be New Hampshire.
Well, not for soon enough. Yeah,
not soon enough.
That's the sad part. New Hampshire's been mid-pack at best. I mean, it hasn't been the worst, like New York or whatever. It hasn't been the best, like, say, South Dakota, as far as COVID response is concerned. But overall, of course, New Hampshire has been the freest state, you know, depending on the chart that you look at. It's either New Hampshire or Florida.
Right. As far as civil liberties and all that stuff.
As far as economic freedoms, specifically. And New Hampshire is a great place to be. It's just we've got the best movement. We've got the best, freedom movement. There are people moving here from all across the United States and even some people from around the world that are coming here. So, yes, we weren't that great this year. And is that going to hurt us on the freedom rankings come 2022? There's a chance that it will.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad news. And kudos to, I think it was Idaho, where there were people actually burning. Children apparently were burning their masks
today. I saw
today.
The mask burning.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
I heard there's one coming up in New Hampshire.
I heard there's one happening, 10 days from now in New Hampshire?
I want to say St. Patrick's Day. That's what I heard.
The 17th. That's right. Yeah, the 17th.
Ooh,
it's going to be 7 p.m., so we're going to be here at work, so I won't be able to go to it. But hopefully somebody will show up. Somebody will get some video. I'm hoping maybe Breaking the Flaw is going to be there. Maybe he'll be. anyway, we'll see. Somebody will get video, I'm sure, of people burning their masks here in New Hampshire.
That'd be great.
But the $1.9 trillion is coming out, which means they're going to have to print it because, you know, they don't have $1.9 trillion in the coffers. They can't just go and, not that they would have any money in the coffers anyway. They spend every single penny that they get in as soon as they get it in. So they have to print it out. And the only way this bill passed, according to CNBC.com, is through budget reconciliation, which required every Democratic vote because the Republicans weren't supporting this. Democratic leaders had to wrangle disparate forces within their caucuses to win unified support while trying to balance the need to keep nearly all House Democrats on board to pass the plan next week. A disagreement within the party stalled the process for about 12 hours on Friday. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia declined to back his party's proposal for unemployment aid, sending leaders scrambling to craft a compromise that would win his support and salvage the bill. So this is how it works. When there's a situation like this, and the Democrats know it's all them, they can't count on any Republicans to cross the aisle. So if they lose one Democrat vote, they don't get to pass this because it's 49-50. So if one Democrat crosses over and says no, well, now they can't. They don't have enough votes. It won't pass.
Right.
So that means they got to do whatever kind of wheeling and dealing and log rolling to make sure that, so-and-so senator from, West Virginia says he won't vote for this. All right, Joe, what can we do here? You're not getting enough money. We got some billions here. We got a few billions we kept on the side. We're going to give you a few of these billions. Hey, we'll give it to your favorite corporations there in the
it's
state.
It's so disgusting.
What can we do? How many billions can we throw at you? We really want to pass this thing. And then anybody else that's got an objection, they got to deal with them, and they got to put all these special deals in. We talked about it, I think it was last week. I don't know if it was your show, Captain, that we were on, where somebody had a list of all of, there was at least 10 things that the Foundation for Economic Education had identified in this bill. It had absolutely nothing to do with COVID or anything like that. It was total, leftist spending packages on their little pet projects, basically. It's all this thing is. So there's literally billions, if probably dozens or hundreds of billions of dollars in this. It's just going to pet projects. Not that I support any of the things in the bill, but they're just all just laying in whatever they want into this thing.
And the bigger question is, who has time to read any of these bills?
No one
I can only
does.
Imagine how many pages this thing is. Does
they
it say,
don't. They don't read them.
Oh, of course. It's fresh off the printer. They don't even look at it. I mean, it's so fraudulent at this point.
They
just
want
so fraudulent.
They just want to know their things in it.
And these things are written well in advance.
Yes, right? Yes.
They have things sitting around that they're just waiting for the opportunity to insert it into another proposal. That are already pre-written, and then they just—it's kind of like your Sunday newspaper used to be, right? The whole internal guts of the newspaper was printed long before Sunday, and it was just the top section, 10 or 20 pages or so that went around the outside of your Sunday newspaper that was printed maybe the night before that got delivered to you on a Sunday. That's what it's like.
We are going to your calls, your thoughts, David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, the voice of America. Headquartered in the Wilbur J. Cohen Federal Building, Washington, D.C. And what does it say here? Propaganda Ministry. propaganda ministry quickly gained and exerted control. Hello?
Huh?
Hang on. There we go. You still there?
Right here.
Yeah, you guys are trying to yell at me through your D-Live. Quickly gained and exerted control over the news media, arts, and information using radio and film for propaganda purposes. Man, radio must be important. And so that actually was from, we got the Voice of America, you know, propagandizing to people all over the world. And that excerpt was regarding Joseph Goebbels,
Nazi propaganda minister.
Yeah, so that's what they did. And then when you have a coup d'etat, you know, they're all over the place. They're in Africa, they're in South America, they're in Europe, they're everywhere. Coup d'etat, what is one of the very first things that they do when they effect a coup d'etat? They go into the broadcast facilities, radio, television, newspapers, and they seize control, because that's important, because they want their message to go out and nobody else's
message.
Absolutely. And so then we come down to the measly low level that nobody wants to hear about. And like, for instance, this morning, Sheriff Manny Gonzalez, the state of New Mexico, who's Bernalillo County Sheriff, who wants to defeat the current mayor and become mayor of Albuquerque. And after he does that, he wants to govern the entire state of New Mexico. Now, he was on the radio today, and here's a little tactic for you. So I call in before the hour that the sheriff is going to be on to promote his candidacy to become the next mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in line to speak to, you know, on one of the four or five lines to speak to the sheriff. And I'm on hold for an hour and 23 minutes as mm-hmm. 10 other callers pass me by
right.
in succession to speak to Sheriff Manny Gonzalez, who wants to be your mayor governor. And that's one tactic that is used by the measly low-level radio, in this case 770 Albuquerque, New Mexico, KKOB, to shut down people that might ask critical questions.
So they never put you on the air.
That's right. They kept me on hold, parked my call on hold until after the sheriff had departed, an hour and 23 minutes
mm-hmm.
later, and then let me talk about you know, whatever miscellaneous business.
How convenient.
After the
Yeah.
What, are you blackballed? I mean, how'd they know?
Yeah, well, they definitely know David. I mean,
okay.
is so well known as a caller in Albuquerque. The station we're on now in Albuquerque again, Kiva, which we've been on in the past, we're back on there now. The station owner actually specifically warned me about David. he told me, I'm like, yeah. I said, we know David. He calls every night. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah, these politicians, they don't want to be confronted by somebody that knows the issue. They don't want to be confronted by somebody with a tough question, and the media will cover for them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability.
That's MySolarBackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to MySolarBackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Join us now. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Yes, you all will have the final countdown burned into your brain as an earworm now.
It's Ian and Jason and the captain in the studio here. Check out the captain on his website, lordkickass.com. That's where you can get...
I got some stuff there.
Fun. Song parodies. Download them. Listen to them.
Share them. I recently... somebody purchased a copy of Wear the Face Diaper.
No, one of your new ones.
Yeah. And I was like... Oh, that... Because I promoted that a bit when the mask thing first came around, but I kind of... You know, I've been slacking on promoting it, and somebody found it, and somehow the internet did its thing. Yeah. Somebody found it, shared it with somebody else, shared it with, they told two friends, and they told two friends, and cool. So on and so on. And
somebody
and,
bought it.
And somebody, I was like, oh, that's awesome.
It's nice when that happens. Yeah. Check him out over at lordkickass.com. And also, Jason Gerhardt is here from gohardwithgerhardt.com. We got into what he's doing deep in the first hour or two of the show. So if you missed that, just go grab the show later on tonight over at freetalklive.com and check that out. We've been talking about the $1.9 trillion bailout package that, you know, apparently the $2 trillion plus or $3 trillion or whatever the hell it was in 2020 wasn't enough. And in fact, as I said, this is probably not going to be the only one you see in 2021. Indeed, in the very end of this story from CNBC, after he signs the rescue plan into law, Biden is expected to move toward his economic recovery and infrastructure proposal, whatever the hell that is. Still, Chuck Schumer didn't rule out another pandemic relief bill if economic conditions show areas of need. He says, if they need more help, we'll do another bill. So, you know, they're more than willing to crank out another $2 trillion or $3 trillion or whatever trillion. So, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but it seems like the price of things like Bitcoin can go up when the government prints more money out.
It's weird how that seems to coincide.
Maybe causation. Yeah, maybe
it's not always correlated.
It might not always hold true, but yeah, I'm going to say there's a chance that, you know, if you get that $1,400 stimulus check,
it might not be a bad idea to buy some crypto.
What was the calculation for the last one? If you'd have just put your $1,200 into Bitcoin,
I think it would have gone up like 7 or 8 times.
At least. You'd have like, you know, I don't know, $5,000 or something.
Something
like that.
At least. Yeah. At least. That's like, you're being conservative with it.
I am, but like, you know, I've seen it posted a couple of times, a couple of different ways, but yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer,
So that's a suggestion. You decide what you want. You know, we're not giving you advice.
We're not investment advisors.
Right. You know, Jason had mentioned during the break that we're coming up on the anniversary of 52 weeks to flatten the curve.
Indeed. I saw some news articles that have March 7th as the date. I'm not exactly sure. I'm sorry, March 11th. I'm not sure exactly when that started, but we know we're coming up on the year anniversary.
I think it was March 15th.
Okay.
I was here in the studio, and I realized before the show that, oh, man, this is not going to go away.
I think you said it was going to get stupider, is what you said.
More dumb. We haven't reached peak dumb.
Yeah.
It's still coming. I've seen memes circling around.
Did we reach peak dumb yet, or are we still not there?
No, we're not even close. No. We're climbing that mountain, but the peak is a ways away. I've seen memes floating around the interwebs about, you know, a year ago, none of us knew that week would be our last normal week. And I'm like, I knew! I freaking knew as soon as it went down, as soon as the lockdowns kicked in, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to get worse. Dumb is on its way, and it's coming to a town near you.
I lost my job late March. I was working at a tattoo shop.
And you did have a little bit of time out where it was sort of normal.
Well, January 30th, I got out, and then things, mid-March. Well, remember, New Hampshire was one of the last states to kind of play the game.
Mm-hmm. But then they went in hard.
He caved hard. Yeah, he sold out fast, but... Yeah. Sad.
Let's go to phones here. We got an unscreened caller because it's the last segment, and I screen the calls now, so we do it unscreened.
You are a danger man.
It's not danger.
Is that me?
We got a dump. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hey, yeah, I'm Josie. I'm living in Richmond, Virginia,
welcome,
but I have
Josie.
Been for years trying to get people interested, and they are interested, but the
in what?
Congress isn't doing anything.
Hold on. Interested in what?
In the fair tax plan. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, here's a fair tax plan. No tax.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Explain for our listeners.
Well, the point is, when you buy stuff, and that includes the illegal aliens and all everybody else out of there, they will all be paying a tax whenever they buy something. And then the storekeeper will send that money up to Washington, and the tax is paid. You don't have to do anything on the 15th of April. You don't have to fill out any forms.
Now, let me ask you a couple questions, because we interviewed one of the fair tax people, I don't know, a decade or 13 years or something like that, a long time ago.
It's been for 20 years. We've been waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen, because the proposal in most cases does require the end of the income tax, right? Or would your proposal not include that?
No, it would include the end of the... I mean, haven't we had enough?
Oh, I've had enough.
Indeed.
No doubt. But I don't want to replace a tax. I want to get rid of a tax.
Well,
if I may interject,
yeah. The issue is the federal government is too big.
Right.
I don't think we should substitute one form of taxation for another one to keep the same clowns in office. And I mean, why is it that the average federal worker, I don't know if it's average, whatever you want to say, they make twice what the private sector makes in the same business. I mean,
the benefits.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no reason why a federal worker who does the same thing as a private sector worker should make double or triple that. No. And that's what I would have a problem with that. So.
Yeah, I don't want to give any money.
Well, I don't like
money,
all the forms we have to fill out. We have to figure
stop
out
filling
whether
them
we're paid
out.
Enough or not.
No, you don't have to. You could just
complicated...
stop. You could just stop, right?
I would like to.
Why not?
But
can I tell you about
that
a group?
I've tried that.
Well,
somebody from New Hampshire, of all places, your area.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Dennis and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they
Ed and Elaine Brown.
Barricaded themselves in their house until finally the federal agents bolted themselves in there.
Right. So what you're saying is the only reason you pay taxes is because you don't want a bunch of men with guns coming in and ruining your life, right? That's the reason why most people pay.
Well, that's pretty logical.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why most people. What were you going to say, though, Jason?
Well,
I was just going to say there's a group who I found out about while I was researching for that essay I was writing, The Revolution Solution, and it's National War Tax Resistance Coalition or Coordinating Committee, and it's a bunch of senior citizens, which I'm just assuming that you're older. It sounds like through your voice.
Yes, and I wish you would say the number more than one time so I can get to the paper and pencil and write it down.
Oh, okay, I will. But I just want to say that these people refuse to pay the federal income tax because they say it's funds war, and they
it
actually
does.
Break it down into a pie graph, but they show that the majority of the federal income tax money, well, the federal budget goes to war.
Because right.
They look at it, everything, the interest from previous wars, whatever. But it's a bunch of older people, generally, who say, you know what? I'm not paying your tax. Come and get me. And they don't do it with violence. They're very peaceful. I would say leftist
nice.
In orientation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But I respect that. I very much so. And I think that's what we need to do. And there's people out there doing it. They just don't advertise it in the media because guess what? The government owns the media.
They'll
so,
crack down on you, too. Look,
the ones I know who have done that have had to spend time in the federal penitentiary.
Well, not necessarily penitentiary, most likely a lower camp.
There's a ton of people who don't pay taxes, and the feds have never done anything about it. There's literally millions of Americans every year who don't pay. Now, will they target you? There's a chance. There's obviously that chance. But are the founding fathers, the people that fought for whatever level of independence that they had back in the day, these people put everything on the line. They were willing to risk it all to get out from underneath the thumb of the king. And so I understand the fear. I really do. I mean, the federal government gang, they are a scary bunch of people. But as long as people keep doing what they're told, they're going to keep getting what they've gotten, which is more orders, more diktats, more things to follow. So that's
well, you about to do that?
Yes, I stopped in 2004 because it's wrong to enable bombings. It's wrong to enable murder. And I'm you know, morally opposed to it. And I'm also, you know... I stopped before I became a minister, which was 8 years after that. So, people need to actually, you know, step up. And here's one of the things that really frustrates me about the fair tax. So much effort. She mentioned it's been 20 years. How many millions of dollars have people spent on promoting this fair tax idea? How many hours, millions of hours, have they spent calling in talk radio, talking about it,
Leo
writing
Wendell,
letters to the editors?
It's Leo Woodell in Georgia that has the... sponsored the bill.
It's never going anywhere. It's never going anywhere. And if it does go through, and thank you for the call, I do appreciate hearing from you. If it does go through, they're going to strip out the part about ending the IRS. So what they'll end up doing is they'll keep the IRS, and then they'll add a federal sales tax, and they'll say, oh, we'll take back the IRS.
They'll create a new department,
we'll make
to
it so,
facilitate all of
well,
that.
Well, they
stuff.
Never fire federal employees.
Right.
They
yeah.
simply transfer. So,
no,
you know, the same
they'll
yeah,
do what
same
they did in the
in
old
it.
Days when the IRS was formed, when it was only attached to, like, the richest, the wealthiest, only the richest people would pay the income tax. And then, of course, the you know people kept getting richer and richer, and so all of a sudden more people qualified to pay the income tax. So they'll just do the same thing. They'll roll back the income tax and introduce the sales tax, and then more and more people will once again qualify to be
As far as I'm concerned, any organization based on taxation is an immoral organization and does not deserve to exist.
Yeah, spend your time advocating for the end of taxation, for the end of the federal government, secede from the United States, and forget about trying to change the system, because the only way out of this is to say goodbye to the federal government. That's it. They're not going to change. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.